More than 50 specialist Australian firefighters leave for Canada later today to help the exhausted and overstretched fire services there in that country. The group from New South Wales and WA will deploy to British Columbia and Ontario provinces, where hundreds of separate fires have broken out and thousands of people are now under evacuation orders. Stuart Ellis is the CEO of the National Council Fire and Emergency Services. He's coordinating this deployment. Stuart Ellis, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
This mission comes as Canada is at level 5 in national preparedness. What does that mean in terms of how bad the fire season is in Canada?
Look, it's their highest level of preparedness. It's really the temperatures in June which has brought on this very extreme season. So it's an earlier season than normal, and maximum temperatures in some areas of British Columbia have jumped 5 degrees. The highest recorded maximum temperature has jumped to 5 degrees, something that meteorologists didn't think was possible, but has occurred this summer in Canada.
These fires have been burning for a while now. There's fires raging in the United States as well, so I imagine they don't have many firefighters spare to lend a hand. Did Canada come to us and ask for firefighters? What did they ask for?
Yes, look, they asked both for specialists and for firefighters on the ground. We haven't been able to provide firefighters on the ground, but we've provided specialists that manage these fires and supervise other firefighters in the field.
And why couldn't we provide firefighting teams? Is that to do with COVID?
But certainly COVID is one issue. There's increased risk, if you like, and also fire agencies here in Australia are looking at what they need to do in preparation for the fire season here. They undertake prescribed burning activities here in Australia, and they want to make sure they have sufficient crews able to do that in the lead up to our summer.
And will this group of firefighting specialists heading to Canada. They'll be away for at least a month, I think, and then there's 2 weeks quarantine on return. So they'll be back ready to go by mid-September. Will that impact the work of fire authorities in New South Wales and WA here as we head into the Australian summer?
No, it's the agencies have done an assessment on that. They're comfortable that with this group going, they can still do other preparation here in Australia. So it's a balance which New South Wales and Western Australia have made, and they're comfortable with the arrangement.
Here in Australia, and particularly after the 2019-2020 fires, Stuart, as I'm sure you know, we're hearing more about the need to simply get out of the way of some fires, you know, let them burn. Some fires are simply too big to try to fight or to put out. Is that the case with these fires in Canada and the US too, these so-called mega blazes? They just can't be put out in the way we once understood?
Look, I think that certainly is the case. It doesn't mean you can't do anything. You can still focus on saving key infrastructure and other assets. But certainly with the intensity of these fires we're seeing, it's not a matter of extinguishing them. It's a matter of containing them wherever we can and saving key assets which are threatened.
And aerial firefighting capacity is key to that. I think one of the recommendations of the Royal Commission here after that shocking fire season was that we establish a sovereign aerial capacity. How far along are we with that?
Look, we use... over 160 services each year. We contract those across the country. 82% of those are Australian owned and operated, and another 7% are operated in Australia. So there's a relatively small number which come in from overseas, and essentially they are the large air tankers and the large rotary wing. And we're looking at increasing the number of large air tankers that permanently reside in Australia.
So and is that out of necessity? I mean, I know we've sent an air tanker to the US in recent days, but as the fires there and here get more intense and the debate now is all about climate change and what's going to change, how stretched are international resources, these seasons now almost overlapping?
Well, yes, they will potentially overlap. I mean, in 2019, our fire seasons commenced in August. So if that's unlikely to be the case this year, but if it has occurred in 2019, then they would have absolutely overlapped. But we're in a market economy as well, and these large air tankers are available. And so we've done a very careful assessment on what we need and what's in the US, and the fact that we're able to send a large air tanker to the US is the first time we've done that from New South Wales RFS, but that's a significant development. It really just identifies that firefighting is becoming more global, and we're in very close cooperation with Canada and the US every year.
All right. Well, good luck to the team, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Stuart Ellis, the CEO of AFAC, the Australasian Fire and Emergency Services Authorities Council.